The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, and you can think of me as your friendly guide to the English language. We talk about writing, history, rules, and cool stuff. And today we'll talk about verbs that come from animal behaviors and about when to use people, persons, and peoples. One of our listeners wrote in with a question about what she called animal verbs, verbs that take their name from an animal's characteristic behavior. She wondered if there were a proper name for such verbs. Well, Catherine, there is a special name for animal sounds, at least ones that imitate the noises that animals make. They're called onomatopoeia. For example, quack, woof, and chirp are onomatopoeias. These words mimic the sounds that ducks, dogs, and birds make, respectively. But as far as we can find, there's no special name for words based on the behavior of animals. We're going to talk about some of them today anyway, though, just for fun. Some such words are pretty obvious in their meaning. The verb to ram is based on the tendency of a male sheep, also known as a ram, to crash into one another, horns first, when they're competing for a mate. The verb to hog refers to pigs jostling one another for room in a feeding trough. And monkeying around refers to the sometimes mischievous behavior of spider monkeys. But some animal verbs have a more subtle meaning. For example, to bird dog means to conduct a determined search for something or to pester someone relentlessly. It's based on the behavior of hunting dogs like Labradors and Spaniels. These dogs are used to find birds, flush them out of the underbrush, and then retrieve them once they've been downed. In a related vein, to dog or to hound someone means to follow someone or harass them persistently. This one is based on the behavior of hound dogs like beagles, bassets, and bloodhounds. These dogs use their acute sense of smell to chase prey or escaped convicts in many cop and robber movies across miles on end. To squirrel something away means to save up or hoard something, much as a squirrel hoards nuts to eat during the winter months. Interestingly, as an adjective, to say someone is squirrely means something entirely different. It means that they're unpredictable, nervy, even demented. This is based on a squirrel's tendency to hop quickly from branch to branch or to run in a zigzag manner when being chased. By the way, the word squirrel has an adorable derivation. It comes from putting together the ancient Greek words for shade and tail. You can just picture a squirrel fanning its tail on a hot summer day, gaining some shade. Flying into the world of birds, we find a number of analogies. Someone can crane their neck, calling to mind the long, flexible necks of fishing birds like the sandhill crane or whooping crane. Someone who repeats what others have said rather than expressing original ideas is said to be parroting back what they've heard. This is a reference to the uncanny ability of birds like parrots, parakeets, and macaws to imitate human words. Parrot, by the way, may come from the French word pierrot, P-I-E-R-R-O-T, a diminutive of the name Pierre. So a parrot would be a little Pierre. Going on, to crow means to boast loudly of one's accomplishments, much like the obnoxious loud caw of the crow. And to swan means to waltz around aimlessly, like a swan idly paddling here and there across the pond. Finally, let's descend to the world of simpler animals. Here we can worm our way into someone's affections, meaning that we creepily insinuate ourselves into their life, much as a worm might travel unseen and unheard through the dirt. We can leech onto someone, meaning we attach ourselves to them like a parasite, gaining money, care, or lodging in exchange for little or nothing. And of course, we can bug someone or tick them off, annoying them just as much as a swarm of mosquitoes. And a point of order, the tick in to tick someone off doesn't actually refer to ticks, the odious insects that embed themselves into an animal's skin and suck out their blood. Rather, this phrase is derived from the Middle English word tek, meaning a pat or a touch. We could go on for much longer talking about verbs based on the behavior of animals. There are a ton, but we better stop ferreting out meanings and clam up for now rather than badgering you to listen to this any longer. That segment was written by Samantha Enslin, who runs Dragonfly Editorial. You can find her at dragonflyeditorial.com or on Twitter as DragonflyEdit. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Maybe you're bursting with energy, or maybe you're drained because you have a hard time saying no, or you're lonely. It can be easy to ignore your social battery, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you want to go, maybe you don't want to go. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And can you recognize what you need and make it happen? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that will keep you fulfilled but won't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grammargirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grammargirl. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I've been trying to figure out how to just find more time in my day. And you know what? Factor's ready-to-eat meals come to my door and are on the table in 2 minutes. No more grocery shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Creamy Parmesan chicken, turkey chili and zucchini with ancho lime crema. These chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are delicious and take no time at all. Just heat them up and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/grammar50 and use the code grammar50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's the code GRAMMAR50 at factormeals.com/grammar50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box where your subscription is active. Remember the frustration of trying to memorize vocabulary and grammar rules only to find you couldn't actually use the language in real life? Well, there's a better way to learn. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program with millions of users learning 25 different languages, and you can get it on your desktop or as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. It's really different. You pick up the language naturally, first with words, then the phrases, and then with sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Grammar Girl listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/grammar. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/grammar today. believe it or not, in the 1800s and early 1900s, many people objected to the use of people as I just used it. You weren't supposed to write about many people or 100 people or so on. Many persons and 100 persons was the right way to say it. Or at least there was a big debate at the time, with many people, persons, arguing that persons was better, even though people had been using people all the way back in Chaucer's time. Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage doesn't record any reason for the debate. People just argued and debated about it. And thankfully, those days are over. But the change was still quite recent. The AP Stylebook, for example, updated its entry to recommend people instead of persons sometime around 1980. Still, nowadays, people is almost always the right choice when you're talking about more than one person. Persons is rare, and dictionaries that do include it often note that it's uncommon, archaic, or going out of style, although it does still appear in legal writing, which is often more slow to change than general writing, and it appears in set phrases such as missing persons. So the bottom line is that unless you're writing legal documents, you're using set phrases such as persons of interest, or you're writing fiction and you want your characters to sound like they're in the 1800s or early to mid-1900s, use people. But now we have one more word to consider. After a recent segment about monies, a plural of money, a listener named Alan commented that he didn't like monies and also said as an aside that he didn't like peoples either. So what's up with peoples? I'm not talking about the possessive, like the people's court. I'm talking about a second plural form, as in peoples of the Andes or Indigenous Peoples Day, a holiday that's sometimes observed instead of Columbus Day in the United States, and is sometimes written without an apostrophe. Of course, people is already the plural of person, but peoples is another term for a race, group, or nationality. And both the AP Stylebook and the Chicago Manual of Style acknowledge peoples used in this way. And I should note that this use isn't new. The Oxford English Dictionary has examples of peoples going back to the Wycliffe Bible in 1382 and Chaucer in 1425. In general, today, peoples is used to write about more than one group. For example, you can write about the American people, that's one group. But if you were writing about people who speak English, and you wanted to emphasize that this one big group is actually made up of many smaller distinct groups, you might write about English-speaking peoples instead of just English-speaking people. Interestingly, this distinction somewhat parallels how we use the odd plural monies, in that finance writers tend to use monies to talk about a pool of money that's come from multiple sources. For example, maybe there are 20 different groups that make up English-speaking peoples, I'm not sure of the number, and maybe there are 20 different grants that combine to make a pool of monies. I'm with Alan in that I don't love the words monies or peoples, mostly because they draw too much attention to themselves. But they aren't wrong, and they do have specific meanings. And if you want to draw attention to that meaning, then they are an excellent choice. Just don't use them when you simply mean money or people, because they aren't just fancy plurals for those words. Finally, I have a Familect story from Renee.
Hi, Grammar Girl. This is Renee from Monterey, California. My Familect is for the situation when a dog and its owner look similar to each other. 8 years ago, my husband and I were at the dog park. We saw a woman with a wiener dog named Stanley. It would be difficult to appreciate how much this woman and her dog looked alike without seeing them for yourself. I will just say that the resemblance was striking. Ever since then, when we notice a dog and dog owner resemblance, my husband and I call it a Stanley situation. Thank you for your podcast. I learned something new with each one.
Thanks, Renee. I love that. I vaguely remember some kind of contest a few years ago that had people submit their Stanley situation photos. And as you said, some of the resemblances could be oddly striking. If you want to call with your family word story, your Familect, you can leave a voicemail at 83-321-4-GIRL, and I might play it on the show. I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. You can find articles that go with each podcast segment at my website, quickanddirtytips.com. And you can find me on Twitter and Facebook as Grammar Girl and on TikTok as The Real Grammar Girl. Thanks to my producer, Nathan Semmes, and that's all. Thanks for listening.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.